Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. Thanks for joining us today. We have an exciting show for you today, and this is actually recommended from our content creation team that we just started working with. And it's a question we've been getting, just that maybe we just haven't done a lot of shows on it. And it's around the idea of what if my manager leaves in my business? And it's a great topic, and we're going to dive in today. So the question around what if my manager leaves? So valid concern, right? It could happen. Now, just to take a step back, if you're running it full time, obviously this won't apply to you. Some businesses don't have any general managers. This is really for someone that's running their business semi-absentee, or what we also call the executive model. And this is someone that maybe has a part-time job or a full-time job and is running the business part-time with a general manager in place, and a valid concern. And we definitely want to address it today. So number one, what happens if my GM leaves? Well, first things first is that we want to be proactive, right? And try to prevent that from happening in the first place. So what do I mean by that? Well, when you have a general manager, that key person in place that's running the day-to-day, because you have a full-time job elsewhere or doing other things, we want to make sure that there's a career path for that individual. So for the general manager, it could be something like an equity stake in the business, where they're able to purchase a stake in the business and or earn a percentage in the business. And it could be something such as owning or earning a few percentage points of the business every year up to a certain amount. And we'll just say, we'll give an example, 2% a year for the first 5 years, owning 10% of the business, and then getting into details in the legal as to what that actually means. Do they benefit just on the exit and sale of the business, or are they getting distributions as well? That's all to be figured out. But by having some skin in the game, it's going to be a lot more difficult for someone to leave because they're growing with the business, and obviously they're benefiting from the profitability of the business. One of my favorites and something I utilized was called Phantom Equity. Phantom Equity was really easy to set up, and that's where, you know, every quarter, for example, and going back, same thing, you would earn maybe just say 2% a year for the first five, and you can use whatever numbers you're most comfortable with. But what you're doing is really saying, we want to give you just say 10% of the profits of distribution every quarter, so that that general manager has also some skin in the game. They don't own the underlying equity with Phantom Equity, but what's happening is that they're getting that cut of the distributions. So every decision they make, they know that for every dollar in profit, 10 cents is coming back to them every quarter, which could be substantial depending on the business and how mature the business is and how much that business has grown. So these are proactive ways. Now, sometimes, you know, things are out of our control. And we talked about in previous episodes, you know, you can't stress over everything. Not everything is in your control, and something could have happened. Maybe that person got sick, got into a car accident, quit, went through a divorce, something happened, major life event, and they're are unable to continue working. So, you know, the other part of that is always, you know, if you can hire and promote within. So maybe there is another employee in the organization that can potentially take over. And that's something that you think about in the very beginning after making these hires. Do they have a management skill set? Are they coachable? Is that someone that can take over that knows the business? So that's someone that you know, as a backup you have in mind in the event that general manager were to leave. It's always a good practice to continue interviewing. You never know who you're going to meet as far as, you know, as you're expanding your business. If you need additional salespeople, managers, maybe it's not a general manager, but it's an operations manager, different levels in the hierarchy. So just being completely proactive. But going back to that situation, that person leaves, well, you know, you're going to be responsible, obviously, for that business, and you're going to want to replace that individual sooner than later. So some brands, and this is not by industry or by investment, just some specific brands will be a little bit more proactive than others. They'll actually go out And they have a department that will help you find your W-2 employees, which includes your general manager. It also will include helping you find your 1099 contractors, depending on that model. We have a lot of hybrid franchises that have W-2 staff for support, we'll call back office and office. And then the labor is being done by contractors. We see that in roofing, along with some other industries. So that's something that some of the brands will offer. Some will be a little bit more proactive. We've had brands actually get involved, more of an emerging brand where they'll get involved in the interview process. But ultimately, it will be up to you in order to replace that person. So, you know, the point of the show really is to be extremely proactive. I know there's always fears, especially if you're running the business part-time, which is completely valid, completely normal. So let's be proactive before even making that hire and figuring out, okay, I do find that general manager, who is the backup? What other employees can back up? How do I continue interviewing? Not that you're going to spend a ton of time there, but maybe continue to accept resumes, going to the Chamber of Commerce event and asking around and seeing if people know of others that may be looking for a job and that kind of deal. The other way to look at this is that if that manager leaves and you're running, you have a full-time job, maybe at that point is the right time for you to step into the business. Maybe you still don't have to be full-time into the business. Maybe you're, still kind of part-time. You're able, it's starting to cash flow the business. You can leave your job. You're able to make that leap and, spend a lot more time, running the day-to-day and maybe fixing some issues in the business. Sometimes some of the systems or you have the wrong people in the wrong roles. I always said, in past businesses, I had someone in customer service that switched over into bookkeeping and other roles. So sometimes you find a skill set, there's a comfort level or a preference there. So it's a good way to come into the business, restructure, decide at what point what your role is, if you're leaving your job and what you're going to be doing in the day to day. Maybe that's going to the chamber events and networking and things like that. So getting really clear on what that role is, what you enjoy doing, and just start growing the business. Is there anything that needs to be fixed? And or, should I look into maybe picking up some additional territories or locations and really starting to expand the business? So I hope this was helpful. It's a valid concern that a lot of people that have their jobs and are running it part-time to start. But be proactive. Know that you have options. Some franchisors will be a little bit more involved and offer just say a recruitment department, which is really nice. Is that needed in all cases? No. In some cases, your business is just an empowered employee. It's not a general manager. Maybe they have some additional responsibilities that they can take over, but be proactive about it. Take charge. And sometimes it's an opportunity, not expecting that opportunity where you can finally ditch that W-2 job and come over full time into the business and franchise ownership role. So appreciate your time. Appreciate your questions. If you want me to talk about another specific topic, a concern you have, you're stuck and you just need some assistance, you can reach out gg@ggthefranchiseguide.com or just go to the website ggthefranchiseguide.com. Full of resources. We're approaching close to 200 podcasts on just about every topic. Wrote a book for you. It's my exact blueprint, my exact process in helping me find my own and first franchise. I give away that book for free, so feel free to download that along with a workshop if you prefer more video. But I do appreciate your support. Thank you again, and looking forward to the next one. Take care, everyone. Michael Lane.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.